All right, so you want to get to the email?
Yep, we got an email. So this is from Brian.
Butter emails.
Now, it's interesting. The responses that I've gotten mainly do think that we are correct, by the way, in terms of Casey's popularity. Some people disagree, others do not. But Brian writes, the Brian man of the group, I have thoughts. I have a lot of thoughts on the Casey conversation, and I think his legacy will be cemented in the next 30 days.
Okay.
If Nebraska gets that elusive first win, his legend never dies. That's a quote from The Sandlot, John. If Nebraska is one and done again, he fades into the remember Casey? That guy was so fun realm. But here we go. You ready?
Yep.
But John, talking about a guy who just hits threes and has defensive limitations is ludicrous. What program is John the voice of? The golden road Creighton walks down now was paved by three-point shooters who couldn't guard Casey's grandmother. Grow up, John. Stephen Ashworth much? And then like 5 minutes later, he followed up saying, I regret and would like to retract the grow up, John sentence. So there's really two parts to this email. One, Casey and the next 30 days, which I think is a very interesting discussion. The other, the golden road that Creighton has and how it was paved by three-point shooters.
And also how John should grow up.
Yeah, grow up. But also, I apologize.
Yeah.
Well, interesting.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. Was Doug McDermott a world-class defender? No.
Some would say below average. Some would say garbage. Some would say horrible.
But
some.
But there was a lot more to his game there as well. I mean, that is what Casey is noted for. And I did not say that in a negative way. You got to have role players on your team. He just has a very special and unique role and a very exciting role.
I definitely did not.
For this team.
I did not take what you said about his defense as a name. It's true. He's not a good defender.
No. If you want to look at my buddy Bart in his defensive box points statistic, which is basically a measurement of your defense.
Yeah.
His is the worst among the regular starters and is only better than a couple of the role players, Wilcher and Rice. And Rice didn't even play that much.
Role players.
Rice.
So, I mean, it's no secret. He's not a great defender.
And that's okay.
That's perfectly fine.
Sam writes, Dana Altman is going to come from Eugene and kick all of our asses if we say we were built without defense.
Well, I'll give the emailer the benefit of the doubt that he's talking about
the McDermott era,
the last 11 years.
I would definitely agree. Now let's go to the first part. How much of the memory of him or the popularity of him has been cemented or will be cemented by the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
I still think he's going to be extremely popular no matter what happens in the tournament.
Yeah.
Did not winning a tournament game affect Eric Piatkowski's popularity? No. Or Eric Strickland's popularity or Ty Lue or anyone else? No.
There is something to be said I agree with you. But
I mean, certainly guys like a Tommy Frazier, their legacy was cemented because they won big in the biggest games.
Is there a world where they get the first win and because he was a part of that some people retroactively view him as a better player than he was?
Oh, that's always a possibility.
And suddenly he is not just the most popular player, but he is also considered the best or one of the best players, wrongfully so.
I don't think it'll go though. No. We're not going to put him in the hopping territory. Absolutely not.
You said something interesting yesterday that I wrote down and we just never had a chance to follow up on it. But you mentioned what happens if this is the team that doesn't do it and then next year's does.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what it made me think of was how we view how we view the 94 Orange Bowl versus how we view the 84 Orange Bowl.
Right.
If 1994, if that season does not happen, 94 is like another massive heartbreak. But because there's like this happy ending to it where it's like, and then they came back and they did it.
Mm-hmm.
That season, retroactively, we don't have to view it as like this giant what if like we do with the 1983 team that lost in the 84 Orange Bowl.
Sure.
So to circle back to Nebraska basketball, what happens if they lose again, and how will that be shaped by the years to come? Because like the 2014 team that made the run, we thought that was going to be the beginning of a regular tournament contending team, mm-hmm. and it was a total one-off. Is this another one-off, or is this the beginning of something? Is this the Fred Hoiberg era that we actually were promised, just in a weird winding road, mm-hmm. or is this another COVID eligibility, older roster, confluence of events? We don't know the answer to that question because we are in it right now.
Oh, no. There's certainly, you know, a legacy doesn't, you know, you don't put the final period on a legacy the moment the last buzzer sounds. It you got to have time to let it, you know, marinate a little bit and grow over time. And yeah, sometimes it does depend on what immediately follows. And if this team is the one that's the gateway to a new era, then it, regardless of what happens in the tournament, it will be seen, it will be a very special team. It'll be similar to what, you know, the 94 football team was, or the 93 football team was to that magical run. You know, they were the team that kind of embarked on a new era. Because remember, Nebraska football prior to the 1993 season was, yeah, they win a bunch of games, but on the biggest stage, they choke and die.
Yeah.
And the 93 team, while they didn't win that ultimate game, they showed they belonged on the same stage as Florida State, Miami, et al., who was running the, you know, the sport at that time. So I think something like this could take a few years. But certainly if they do win a game in the tournament and end that streak and get that monkey off their back, then, you know, Casey and all the guys that are a part of it will see their stature bump up a notch.
Some responses. Alex in Lincoln texts in, if he has an amazing game and they win, book it. His legend is amazing. John, this is in response, I think, to the popularity, writes, I never watched basketball until this year because of Casey. Adam disagrees with us, and he disagreed with us yesterday. And he says, I just can't get on board with this. In 10 years, no one will be talking about Casey.
Yeah, I disagree.
I definitely disagree.
I disagree. Because he's, you know, he was, again, a lot of it has less to do with the basketball and just kind of what he represented.
It's the style.
And the style in which he did it.
It's the way he plays. It's the memorable shots. I mean, what's the play that nobody will forget from this past Sunday? It's the four-point play, and he was involved in that, you know? He didn't have, like, his most memorable game, but he had this 40-some-odd second stretch where he had two shots that he made, both of them, and he knocked in a free throw as well. And it was like, there you go. There's Casey being Casey. And that's where the popularity, his popularity transcends how good he is. He is more popular than he is good, and that doesn't have to be a negative.
No.
But he is more popular than he is good.
Yeah, there's history in sports of athletes who were probably more popular than they were good.
100%.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Those are the types of fan favorites that that people enjoy just because of their personality, because of the way they kind of carried themselves, and to a degree what they represent
mm-hmm.
for those fans.
One more. Sam writes, I'm a Creighton homer, and if the Huskers go on a run in March, Casey is going to be a legend here. How can anyone rule that out before the tourney even starts? It's an open book right now. It definitely is. Yeah, Dave Fite said something along the line. There's another level Casey can get to by going on a Steph Curry at Davison heater. Can you imagine that, John, if they made the Elite Eight? That would be wild.
You know what else would be wild?
What?
Well,
what?
Something we've never talked about before, we're going to be talking about next. And boy, what a story it is.
Also, I'm confused.
Who will end up with Russ? Who will be cooking with Russ?
Mm.
And doing so on a budget, because he could come real cheap. I mean, real cheap.
And you don't want to cook with Russ. That's one of those, like, you're boiling water and you forget about it and suddenly it's overflowing.
That's somehow burning the water that you're
boiling.
Yes,
you don't want to do that. You don't want to burn the water.
Well, you don't burn water.
That's the joke, John.
1620 the zone.